This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. As we launch into the third hour of the program, we're hot and heavy into immigration discussion.
It's Daryl's favorite subject.
By the way, it is Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio with you tonight. And you can take control of the airwaves also via our Discord on-air call-in line room. That is an option for you. In fact, that's what we're going to go to here shortly. That is available on a person-to-person basis. So as soon as it's emptied out, you can hop in there and you can get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here. With us. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And we've been talking about earlier tonight, we talked about tipping as well. Of course, you can bring up anything. Let's go back to Surf Daddy. He's in California, in Ventura, California. And Surf Daddy, it sounded like you had something else you wanted to say, so please go ahead.
Well, as I said, I have mixed emotions about the whole subject of immigration. I've lived what I believe is the epicenter of immigration in the greater Los Angeles area now for, 50 years. And it's massive, the amount of immigration we have here. Massive. So on one hand, I like people. I like the diversity. I've interacted with, you name it, it's in my town, where I live. And that's cool, and it's interesting, and people are interesting from everywhere, and we all have something to offer. I think my biggest hang-up, though, is the way that immigration has been used by the left. The left doesn't give a crud about these people whatsoever. They're just using them because I believe that that's why we've become such a left-wing state. Is because they've been able to bring in so many people that are susceptible, if you will, to this idea of communism or socialism or whatever you want to brand it with. And I believe that's why my state has become so ultra left wing like it is now.
You believe that it's because of immigration is one of the reasons why California is left wing?
Yeah, because they're more susceptible to that idea in that when.
But
when
aren't a lot of Mexican immigrants, folks who are kind of conservative Catholics,
the ones who work for a living?
I'm one of them.
You're one of
them.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean the church itself is not leftist. I mean, not right wing in any sense of the idea. Mm-hmm. They're very, it leans to the left. The Hispanic vote in the state is somewhere around 70-75% for the left.
I mean, California is not the only place that borders Mexico. So,
right.
I mean, how does your explanation apply to, say, Arizona or Texas?
Well, they don't have the numbers. And that's why. The numbers of people from those areas. California's been, particularly L.A., has been the epicenter of the immigration inflow into this country. And I just believe they've been able to manipulate those people into the idea of socialism a lot more easily than people that have been here, like myself, for six generations.
So what you're saying is California has left the bowl of milk out for the cats, so to speak. They've got a better, for a more attractive welfare system for people that want to leech off of a system. They're more likely to attract the leeching type, whereas the not-so-leeching type might go to other states like Arizona or Texas, perhaps?
Right, and it snowballs. Yeah. And it has a tendency to snowball. The more you attract, the more you get, the more you attract.
No doubt about it. There's definitely something.
So let me ask this question. Do you think that the immigrant created the welfare system that leaves out that milk bowl, so to speak? Or was that created before all of them started going to California?
No, I think they don't have the same perspective. Because they come from countries where the ideas of socialism were already so entrenched, like they have been in
right, but that's not the same thing as what you said like 2 minutes ago, where you said the immigrants are creating the socialism in California. So I'm just asking, was there socialism in California before the immigrants arrived, or did they create the socialism?
Well, they voted for it. They tend to vote towards that direction, is my point.
How many immigrants can actually vote? I mean, that's what does
only those that are legal citizens.
Yeah.
You go to the DMV. You don't have to be legal or whatnot in our state. You can get a driver's license, and they put you on the voter roll. You go to vote in our state.
If you're not a U.S. citizen, they are not putting you on the voter roll, even if they do give you a driver's license.
Yes, they are. I've seen it for myself. I see it firsthand.
I believe that you think that happens, but that is not actually happening.
I've seen it.
Well, somebody could lie and check the U.S. citizen box on the form, right?
Right, and there are a bunch of people in New Hampshire that have seen with their own eyes, and I'm using air quotes there, these busloads of people from Massachusetts, but none of them have ever even thought to pull out the chromed robot that lives in their pocket and take a picture of the bus.
You're talking about in the voting controversy.
Right, so that there's claims of all of these people from Massachusetts coming and voting illegally in New Hampshire, and everybody that has said, I've seen this.
But no shred of evidence.
Do you have
a
cell phone? Have you taken a picture? No, but I saw it. If you saw it, then why didn't you document it? And they have not documented it.
What's that, Surf Daddy?
I'm not lying to you. I know people firsthand. I know people. I live at the epicenter of it. I know people. I know several illegals.
I believe you think that you know people that are not citizens that vote.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it, Surf Daddy. I mean, there's certainly, you know, corrupt officials or whatever it is that they're doing
It really doesn't, you know, and I'm close with people. The people don't bother me that are coming. I just feel it's been used to manipulate the vote, you know, the direction of politics in our state. Rather than them educating them on the ideas of private property.
Well, somehow I doubt that even if there were, and I'm not saying you're supporting this, because like you said, you're seeing it from both sides, but you know, I doubt that those people who want to kick out immigrants, who want to round them up and kick them out, I highly doubt that California's, even if tomorrow all of the so-called illegal immigrants were to all of a sudden just disappear from California, I highly doubt that it would all of a sudden become a not left-wing state. But thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. He's the one who lives there, so, you know, there you go. He's the expert in that matter. But let's talk about a real story here that I mentioned earlier. Yeah.
I pulled up Pew Research Center's results on unauthorized immigrant populations per state.
Okay.
So I don't actually have legal immigrants, and, you know, I don't even know how you would do that, but I guess they're able to figure out the percentages per state of unauthorized immigration, and California is 6% of their population.
Okay.
Texas is 5%. 6%, excuse me. Arizona is 5%.
So you're saying Surf Daddy was wrong. He was saying that...
Actually, Nevada has 7%. So out of all of the border states, Nevada actually has...
Nevada's not even a border state.
Right. Well, exactly.
The destination, though, apparently, for them. So what you're saying is Surf Daddy was incorrect in his belief that California was the destination,
well,
primarily, overwhelmingly.
These unauthorized might actually get legal status over time. And so, yes, California might be and might have a greater percentage of
well, California has a larger population than Texas, so 5% in California is going to be a net larger number than 5% of Texas.
Correct.
But as far as the per capita, it's about the same.
So correct. California is 2.3 million versus Texas 1.6 million.
Syracuse.com reporting out of Rome, New York. John Collins was standing outside the milk house at his dairy farm on a morning recently when he heard yelling coming from inside. He ran in, he says, and saw his worker, Marcial de Leon Aguiar, pinned up against the window by armed men. The men did not identify themselves and were screaming at Aguiar, according to Collins. He says, I ran in and said, what the hell's going on here? Then, the men told Collins they were officers with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He asked them for a warrant or some paperwork to explain what they were doing. They had none, he said, so he ordered them to get off his property and leave Aguiar alone. We'll tell you more about what happened, and you're going to see more stories like this in a immigration-restricted America.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Bouquets. You can get some beautiful roses and all kinds of different combinations and flowers over at The Bouques. And Bouques is short for bouquets. Go to bouqs.com. They've got some great flowers, and they will show them to you what the price actually is instead of constant upgrades on that. I think you do have to pay extra for shipping in the case of the Bouques. But you go to Bouques.com, B-O-U-Q-S. You can save an extra 15% by using code FTL. And these are fancy flowers. These are ones coming from the side of a volcano in some cases. Not all of them. You can actually pick which farms and which farmers that you're purchasing the flowers from. And for those moms who care about, sustainable farming. I guess Bouques is into that, so they're identifying their farmers and talking about how they're helping them and the great products that they're providing. I was taking a look around their site the other night. Bouqs.com. They cut out the middlemen and allow you to get great, amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price for your mom, because Mother's Day is coming up. Don't hit the panic button. You still have time to get over to Bouques.com. Bouqs.com. Code FTL gets you that 15% off. So head on over there and do that as we go to Discord, the on-air call-in line room, where Otis is on the line in New York. Hello, Otis.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Great to hear from you tonight.
What's on your mind tonight, Otis?
All right, so I got so many things to talk about ever since that last guy came on. But, the main thing I want to talk about is states succeeding. But let me just stop for a second here. I saw you guys had a dog actually walk through before, and I think the people on the radio probably don't see that.
That's true. That's Jazzy. She's the studio.
Yeah, that's a beautiful dog.
Thanks.
I'm actually a dog person myself. I have a little dog, Buster. You guys know that, but,
Well, what kind of dog do you have?
Buster's a Sheltie. He's, it looks like he just smokes pot all the time. Like, he's totally out of it, but,
Okay.
That's just the breed, I think, so don't worry.
Is it because he's getting lots of secondhand?
No, he's not getting it from me. I don't know. He goes around all the time. I don't know what's wrong with this dog. Really is out of his mind. But
well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so anyways, that guy Surf Boy or whatever was on talking all kinds of trash about California. Let me tell you, that guy sounds like he's never been to California before. People that can vote without being registered, the guy is smoking some kind of crack or something. That guy doesn't know what the frick he's talking about.
Well, he is in Ventura County, so I believe there's a – I guess that's different from
– Yeah, he said he saw it.
Somewhat.
Yeah, he's telling you some stories or something. The guy is hallucinating. He's totally out of his mind.
Well, we already found out he was wrong, claiming that a bunch of immigrants go to California over the other states, so that was incorrect.
Yeah, he's talking about, have you ever heard of New Mexico, Nevada? What are we talking about? They're all in California. The guy is dreaming, okay? God bless him, though. You know what? He sounded like a nice guy, like the kind of guy you could hang out with, but, just take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Thank you, Otis. We will. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, anyways, I think it's good for states to succeed, because if one state succeeds, we all succeed. So
secession, though, is a different term. Secede is different from succeed, but sometimes it can be hard to differentiate them. But thank you.
We're doing well here in New York, and you guys are probably doing well, too. So.
Well, New York's not doing so great, but hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you love freedom, you're not doing great.
Well, there is that guy in New York that is building his own exit off of the interstate.
That probably is going to get him arrested.
I don't think they're really able to do anything because it's a part of the interstate, as I understand it, that runs through the Seneca Nation, and there's some kind of sovereignty there, and he's building it to his store.
He's a Native American.
That is on the reservation, and he's got all of these, legal papers and opinions and stuff saying he's allowed to do what he's doing.
Awesome.
And they've not stopped him yet.
Yeah, I imagine the Indian reservations are a little bit more free than some of the rest of the state.
Yeah.
Be my guess. So a little bit more here about what happened also in New York. This is Rome, New York, where farmer John Collins had an ICE raid happen at his relatively small dairy farm, he says. He ran in asking what the hell's going on as officers with Immigration and Customs Enforcement refused to show any kind of paperwork or warrant. to justify what they were doing. Not that that makes it okay, but they're supposed to have things like that, apparently, or at least you would think they did. But they didn't, and they just simply claimed to be from ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as the man they were roughing up and shoving up against a window, Mr. Marcial de Leon Aguiar, he was then cuffed by the officers as his children watched as they were waiting for a nearby waiting nearby for a school bus to come. John Collins said the officers put Aguiar in handcuffs and took him across the rural road to their vehicles. At least seven officers had come onto the small farm. And this report coming from Syracuse.com, Adrian Smith, spokesbureaucrat for ICE, said he was looking into the situation and would comment when he knew more. So that's a blow off. Collins said he followed the officers across the street and asked them why they were taking Aguiar, but did not get a straight answer. He also continued to ask for paperwork, but was not offered any by the ICE officers. Aguiar and his wife, Virginia, are Guatemalan. Aguiar has worked for Collins for about 9 months, and he and his family live in a home on Collins' property. So this is a guy who, whatever his legal status happens to be, is welcome to work at this farm, and not only work at the farm, but also live on the farm. But that's not okay with the federal government, because apparently he didn't ask somebody's permission. Collins said Aguiar had proper documentation, he said, and he's been paying taxes since working for Collins. Aguiar's wife said the couple's four children were not in the U.S. until recently. She was caught crossing the border illegally with the children. Collins said she's been meeting with ICE officers since she arrived and is seeking asylum for herself and the children because of violence in Guatemala. Collins said Virginia met with ICE officers as recently as last week and has another meeting scheduled for this, for that Friday. But at times, Aguiar has accompanied his wife, who is pregnant, to some of the meetings. The farmer said he's not sure why ICE officers came for Aguiar, and he was upset that they came onto his property without any notification or permission and roughed up Aguiar in front of his four children. Just like police officers, ICE officers are required to provide a warrant before they go onto private property, but apparently they didn't in this case. As he continued to ask, they gave him nothing. Collins then followed the ICE officers as they took Aguiar in handcuffs to their three waiting vehicles. He says, quote, I told them you can't come in here without a warrant. They can't take someone and throw them up against the wall because of the color of their skin. But they did, didn't they?
Yeah, they will do whatever they want to, and then it's up to a judge to determine whether or not they're allowed.
Well, and again, after the fact, that guy's already been put in handcuffs. He's been taken away from his family. His children have been frightened to death, you know, by this situation. This is not a fun situation for anybody to be involved in. And imagine how traumatizing it must be for children to right. look on as their loving father is, you know, taken away violently by strange men. And then, on top of that, as John Collins, the farmer, attempted to actually document this, he brought out his cell phone. Tried to take photos or video with that. As he was attempting to do so, one of the ICE officers grabbed the phone and threw it into the road.
Don't record the King's Men.
Well, do record the King's Men. It's the best thing that you can do in these circumstances. There's a small chance that something like that will happen. Not always are they going to steal a phone. Most times they won't. But sometimes you're dealing with rogue officers. You never know what a rogue officer is going to do. But it's always better to record than not record, Conan.
Oh, yes, definitely. And by the way, so now you've got four kids and one on the way with no father to take care of them.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, whether it's immigration or tipping or whatever's on your mind here. You can take control of the airways on Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Also, want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. That is where you can go if you're a liberty-minded individual, a person who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You can go to liberty.menu and get your business listed there, or maybe your event that you're putting on, perhaps the digital content that you create, the things that you do and that you create that you want other libertarians to find out about. So if you want liberty people to find out about your business, you put it up there. Or you get more than one business. You can put more than one item there at liberty.menu. It's free to use the site. So get over there and get your items up there, your map points on whatever it is that you've got to offer, whether it's your business, your digital content, and more. It's all over there at liberty.menu, and it's free. That's liberty.menu as we continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts here. We go to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to inform you of the case of Andrew Butler in New Hampshire.
Who's that?
InDepthNH.org is reporting that he's this guy who's apparently in prison without being charged with any crime because
oh.
I guess they've there's a federal case, I guess, involving him. I guess the lawyers filed some sort of case. He's like some sort of white collar college student who was, you know, I guess, he'd been experimenting with drugs. He wound up in New Hampshire hospital as a result of this. His dad says the medication they gave him there made him crazy, and he started hitting people allegedly in the hospital, and so they just dumped him into prison. But he's never been charged with any crime, to my knowledge.
Okay.
And additionally, his lawyer is claiming that both she and his dad have been denied visits.
So is he on? Is he being held on like an involuntary psychiatric commitment?
I don't know if they call it that or not. I just know that it's in one of the prisons. Probably there's only, I think it's only one men's prison in New Hampshire. It's probably there.
So I've pulled up a story on this, and apparently there's speculation that he might be held at the secure psychiatric unit. However, that cannot be confirmed because of HIPAA and other confidentiality rules.
Oh, my. So he's being held likely somewhere, but they can't say where he's being held.
Correct.
What was he doing that got him thrown in a psychiatric ward? Was he beating on people, or was he just out running around naked, or...
I don't know what. Well, I don't know exactly what got him into New Hampshire Hospital, except that there was allegedly some sort of experimentation with drugs that went wrong. Mm-hmm. But what got him into what reportedly got him from New Hampshire Hospital to the prison was that he was hitting people, and his dad says that this is caused by the medication because he doesn't have a history of doing that.
Right, and according to this article, the secure psychiatric unit is the portion of like the state
prison
where they put those who have not committed a crime but are mentally ill. So if there's not room in a mental facility,
right, there's a facility,
and they have room in the secure psychiatric unit at the prison, they put them there.
This is probably the place where they're putting the most dangerous psychiatric attendants,
right,
whatever you call them.
Again, nobody knows if he's actually there because of confidentiality rules and HIPAA.
That's scary stuff. I mean, there's definitely some issues in play here as far as somebody should be charged with something if they have committed a crime, whether they were crazy at the time or not. There still should be some charges brought.
This, to me, sounds like an involuntary commitment,
sounds
and there
way.
Was not room in whatever the closest mental facility was.
How long has this guy been in this situation, allegedly, Dave?
I don't know, but two things I should add. First of all, I said that there was only one men's prison in New Hampshire. That's not accurate. I think there's only one men's state prison in New Hampshire. But
I believe there are two.
There are two. There's one near Concord and one up in Berlin.
Yeah. There's one female prison in the state of New Hampshire, and that also doesn't include there's a federal facility in Berlin as well. So two state male prisons, one state female prison. Go ahead.
Also, I think MDFNH did report where he is. I'm not sure that that's a complete mystery. But I just don't
it says that they
exactly.
speculate that he's in that secure psychiatric unit, but that has not been confirmed.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Lastly, there's no doubt that in involuntary psychiatric commitment is it's a system that is really just it's full of holes. People fall through the cracks in that all the time, and it's tragic because a lot of those people may not have people who even care about them on the outside.
Right, and apparently he's been in since at least Friday because they mention here that there was a story published on Friday about his situation.
So he hasn't been in for that long, and if you are involuntarily committed, having been involved in a couple of these things closely myself, if you are involuntarily committed and you don't pass whatever assessment it is that they give you to see if you are still insane or as insane as you were when they committed you, they're probably not going to just let you back out onto the streets.
Correct.
So that could be what's going on here. Was he was involuntarily committed for, you know, being crazy and on drugs, and then while he was in there, allegedly attacked some of the other mental patients, and then they said, well, we got to lock this guy up in a secure facility. We can't just have him hanging out in the day room with the other crazies, and that's, you know, what the status is. There probably will be some sort of a court hearing. Almost always there is. I would say after a week, it will likely be scheduled this week, but that's just my guess based on prior experience. Nonetheless, it's a case to keep an eye on and to probably, you know, bring some issues to light for people about this situation. Dave, any other comments you want to share about it?
Yeah, I've met the guy that runs New Hampshire Hospital, or at least the one that ran it 2 years ago when I met him.
And the crazy hospital?
The New Hampshire Hospital.
I don't know what hospital that is. Are you talking about the state-run crazy ward?
It's the state-run hospital where Butler was originally placed.
Okay.
So they're the ones that, you know, sort of allegedly dumped him on the prison. But the the guy that ran the prison, that ran the state hospital, you know, New Hampshire Hospital, he was pretty transparent. I ambush interviewed him. He answered my questions, and he also, I asked him if I could visit the hospital, and he said yes. He said, and I could film some. If there would be some restrictions on filming.
Dave, I've got to let you go. It sounds like you're in a windstorm. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I forget the name of the – maybe it's just called the state hospital, but there's a place in Concord where it's the crazy ward, basically, and that's where they take you. If you have one of these incidents and it's not just, they're not going to just keep you in a jail for an overnight if it's the 3 day, whatever, involuntary commitment.
Right.
Down in Florida, Conan, where you and I spent quite a number of years, they call it the Baker Act. Every state has, there's different names for it in different places. So people that are outside of Florida don't know what the Baker Act is. It's just their version of the involuntary commitment statutes that, you know, for a libertarian, this is one of those issues that is very difficult to deal with. This is one of the issues where the non-aggression principle breaks down. I mean, the non-aggression principle is a pretty good principle. It's one that, you know, we think that people should live their lives by. But when somebody's crazy,
I think it's a form of self-defense. If you have a crazy person, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, how do you defend yourself, your family, your friends, your community from this crazy person? And so, it's a very sticky argument. And who's going to do it? Who's going to take care of this person?
The classic, it's my property, get off my property kind of line from a libertarian doesn't really apply with crazies because they don't really
know what they're doing.
Follow what you're asking them to do. You can physically remove them from your property, and unless there's a fence that, you know, is separating them from you, they can just walk right back on the property. And
or they might try, you know, climbing over the fence.
Over the fence or whatever.
In which case, they're going to possibly wind up hurting themselves because they're going to fall.
Right. So, I mean, the argument is that people are involuntarily committed because it's in their best interest, because they could go out and hurt themselves and many times will hurt others.
But there's the argument, taking a kid like this and putting him into this situation makes things worse. And that's probably why he attacked the nurses or whatever, the day room people.
Could very well be.
Prison.
There's more coming up here in moments, but do you let these people just roam the streets? It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We got a few moments left here, enough time for you. If you jump in now, we might be able to get you in. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line. You can join there over at discord.lrn.fm and hop into the first chat room there. It's the call-in line room. We'll spot you in there, and then once we see you, we'll join the room, and you'll be on the air with us. And the us in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Conan, you're not going to run in the marathon, but Daryl is. He's going to New York.
I'll be watching. I'll be cheering from my chair at home.
He'll be in New York City at the marathon, which is the big leagues. This is the big deal. This is the one that, in the U.S. at least, people want to go to.
No, it's the biggest of the marathons.
Of all of them, the whole world?
Yes.
Wow. So you're going, but you got to raise some money first to get on the team for the Innocence Project.
Yeah, so because I'm not an elite athlete that is able to qualify on speed, and I was not one of the lucky people to get a lottery spot, I reached out to the Innocence Project to see if I could be one of their charity runners, and luckily I am.
Yep.
And to secure that spot, I need to raise $3,500.
Where are you right now in that process?
Right now, officially, I'm just over $2,400.
Okay.
There has been some.
Does that include the matching?
That does not. There have been some pledged matching funds that have not come in yet.
Okay.
But once those come in, I will have met the goal.
Okay.
But I would love to try raising somewhere closer to $5,000.
Got it.
And all of the funds that get raised through run.freetalklive.com go directly to the Innocence Project.
Cool.
The platform that is set up in such a way as to where the donor winds up covering the credit card fees and whatever other processing fees there might be. So a $50 donation is actually going to cost you about $53 cover those fees. That way it winds up making sure that the charity winds up getting every penny that's donated.
Very cool. And folks can go and help you with that over at run.freetalklive.com. It's coming up later this year, so there's still time to get in and help out. I think you could probably hit that $5,000 goal at this point. But you still need help to do it because you're not there yet. At run.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here. We can talk more about whatever you want, but we were discussing the idea of involuntary commitment and how, as I say, this is one of the areas where, libertarianism breaks down. The non-aggression principle. Even if the person who is crazy is on your property and you have a right to remove them from your property, you really don't have the right, under the idea of proportionality, to blast that person to death, right? So, like, that would be inappropriate, I think most people would say, if somebody's just standing in your front yard and refusing to leave, you don't get to just kill them because of that. The general response is that you're able to use the amount of force that's sort of concomitant with what's being used against you. So you can remove the person from the property. You can tell them not to come back. But ultimately, if they're crazy and they don't understand or whatever their crazy mind is telling them, they might come back. And as you pointed out, Daryl, they might hurt themselves while on that property. So many people will utilize involuntary commitment, including family members, including people who purportedly care about the individual in question, because they're up, they're fed up. They don't know how to handle this level of crazy. It has escalated to a certain level that is beyond their professional abilities to, or their amateur abilities to help out. They need to call in professionals. But normally with a crazy person, you can't get a crazy person to sign themselves into a clinic. You can't get them to commit themselves.
Right. Just like if there's, say, a 5-year-old that winds up getting injured in some kind of way, you might have to wind up, using force to get the 5-year-old to the hospital because they might not understand whatever it is you're trying to explain.
Yep, that's true. Now, of course, in our current society, they're generally the ward of you, or they're your child.
Right.
Or whatever,
I'm just pointing out that, they're are various other people, not just quote-unquote crazy people, that are not, they don't have the mental faculties to wind up understanding and consenting to things.
Yeah, but in that case, they are the ward, and so you do have control over
it. But in the future of, we have a voluntary society of no government, no coercive state out there, then that becomes a very similar situation to dealing with a crazy person is, because some people would say that you're not supposed to do things involuntarily to your children. Oh, if your kid wants to not brush his teeth, you can't make him, or whatever. There's a certain type of parenting that completely disagrees with any kind of parental infringement upon their children, and that's one of the areas where parents are going to disagree.
It should be called no parenting, which is probably pretty bad.
Well, that's
it's that spare of the rod kind of mentality.
It's another, that's the other side of it, right? So the other side. Spare the rod is the kind of people that would beat their kids into submission. The other side of that is the so-called peaceful parents that will not do anything whatsoever to their kids as far as punishment. So those are the two complete opposites.
And they let them rot their teeth out. And then
those are baby teeth. They're going to fall out anyway.
And then they've got thousands of dollars of dental fees to take care of.
Those are baby teeth. Those just fall out. Yeah. So by the time the real teeth come in, maybe you can explain to them why brushing is okay.
Gotta get them started young, Daryl. Not when they're 14.
I don't have any real good answers, in this situation with
what the hell 14-year-old do you know that's just now getting their adult teeth?
I'm talking about like molars and stuff. The front teeth come in like what, 6, 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't get my molars until I was in middle school. Yeah, middle school, I think.
I'm talking about when the baby teeth start falling out, then you explain, these are your permanent teeth. You need to take care of them.
This is something we could talk more about. We got calls, so let's go to Will. He's in Texas. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, I hope all's well.
Sure.
And I'll be quick. I was going to call about something else, but I like what you're talking about. Like, I had a family member, a very close family member who had psychotic episodes or whatever. Nothing like getting violent, wanting to murder people, but thinking he was the second coming of Christ. That
oh, yeah, sure, all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this was a guy I knew all my life, and, he was convinced. But anyway, so at one point.
Yeah, and many of them are still, intelligent, right? So they're crazy and intelligent. Like, they know if you're trying to trick them into doing something, right? Like, they don't want to sign the voluntary commitment. To some extent, they're aware of what's going on, or you're trying to, you know, give them a drug that's going to knock them out, right, or whatever. Yeah, they're super paranoid.
They probably don't want the pills because they can't think anymore. They can't think about being Christ.
Well, yeah. Well, part of that is it. You know, that I've had them tell me, like, man, it's just like I could watch somebody get killed in front of me, and I wouldn't even, you know, be affected by it, that type of thing. You know, So the arguments were legitimate, and this guy was intelligent. Long story short, he was on his way to, I don't remember where, but let's say he was on his way to California, and he got pulled over in Alabama, from Texas. I mean, you know. And
drive to California by way of Alabama unless you're making a stop in Georgia for some reason. And the only reason you would do that is if, you know, you grew up down south and, you know, well, if I'm going to California, I always change planes in Georgia. So I just thought I drove to Atlanta.
All right.
First.
Well, what's the rest of the story? Go ahead.
Yeah. And basically his deal was he just got lost, and I think he didn't sleep, and he kind of had mania, you know. Anyway, long story short, he got pulled over, and they probably thought he was drunk driving, and they probably quickly realized that he wasn't drunk driving. He got put in a mental institution, right? Mm-hmm. So we went and got, this is in Oklahoma, not Alabama. Anyway, my father and I went and to go get him, and when we got there, I mean, he was so drugged up. Like I'd seen taken antidepressant pills, and they changed his behavior and stuff. But this was like being like way drunk and on Xanax or something like that. It was like he could barely move, kind of.
Wow.
You know? He wasn't.
Were you able
down.
To get him out of there?
Yeah, we did get him out and all that, but it was really upsetting, and who knows what he was saying. And, I'm not saying they were all in the wrong, but it just seemed like they're like, oh, we got a crazy guy. Drug the heck out of him.
Sometimes they got a drug. I mean, so, like, they have to administer in certain cases drugs to bring them back down. There is a possibility of, like, right, administering antipsychotic medications that can actually, you know, put somebody to sleep and bring them back to reality. It happened to me once, so I know for a fact.
No, and I agree with that. I don't disagree. Yeah. You know, I mean, you got to do what you got to do in the situation. But this was like a day and a half later or something like that. He was just still, and maybe I don't know. Anyway, it was just, I almost felt like
disturbing.
If it wouldn't have came, he might have been there for two more years, you know, as far, you know.
That is one of the concerns. As like I was saying before, if there's nobody on the outside for the person, if there's just like some homeless guy with no family to speak of, if they have family, they haven't seen them in years, they don't know where they are. Once that person's on the inside of that system, good luck. If you don't have anybody advocating for you on the outside, man, you are completely at the mercy of whatever state doctors we're talking about there. And unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks, Will, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. If you didn't get in tonight, then apologies. You know, call earlier tomorrow night when Daryl will be hosting the show. And you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, if you like what we do here at Free Talk Live, please amp the show. It helps us out. It's only $5 a month, and you get some cool perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.